the family I came from.
The family we grew up in is called the family of origin. That family of origin influences a person all the time. Research says that 60 to 70% of the values an adult has comes from that family of origin. The way we were raised shapes what we believe is important. But there is something else that our upbringing does for us. It shapes the way we think, the way we approach life, even the way we love.
Because these ways of living are so much a part of us, we usually don't even notice them. And of course, our spouse, friend, or child also has his or her own ways. Each of us thinks her or his way of doing things or seeing life makes the most sense. Sometimes we take for granted that our friend must be coming at life in the same way we are.
The way to appreciate those closest to me is to understand how they were raised and how they see life differently than I do. Remember, I don't have to agree with the way others see things or live. I need only to understand. And I don't have to change my ways to really understand another.
Listen to these people who might have a hard time understanding each other because of their different ways of seeing things.
Let's do the job right away.
No, let's enjoy this time together for a while and then get at the job.
Let's save for that rainy day.
No, we need these things now, and who knows, tomorrow might never come.
Let's keep this house tidy, clean, and neat.
No, let's have a home that looks lived in.
Notice that each type of person really needs the other for a more complete view of life.
Well, here's one for you. My wife and I have three children, and none of them are alike.
Hi, I'm the wife he's talking about. One of our three children is steady and reliable. You can always count on her. She is hardworking and takes charge of things.
And we have another who is just the opposite, always late, never does anything the way you say. He has a mind of his own on everything, but I have to admit, he has made me think.
Then we have the dreamer, in her own little world, but is pretty creative. She has a way of making things beautiful.
I mean, we've raised our three kids in pretty much the same way. They went to the same schools, had the same teachers, watch the same TV programs. We even fed them the same kind of food most of the time. How come they turn out so different?
Good question. Who knows, really? But one way to understand the differences in other people is look at birth order. Whether someone is the oldest growing up, the middle, youngest, or only child.
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me that I'm such and such a person because I was the oldest in my family. Besides, my mom and dad split up when I was six, and my ma got remarried to a guy with two kids of his own. We were mixed together in a new family, and I wasn't the oldest anymore. How are you going to figure me out?
In families that were split up or even blended when parents divorced and remarried, the way the birth order works might be harder to figure out, but there still is some kind of influence. And nobody is saying that you have to be a certain way just because you were the oldest or the youngest growing up, just that there is an influence. If you want to understand yourself and others better, it will help to look at the family you came from.